Thank you. I must confess that while I'm standing in front of you as the greeter and the moderator, that the whole thing was put together by Michelle Barger, who is now on a flight someplace doing some important business. And so I can't take credit for anything except the enjoyment of sitting next to our guest, Cornell. Cornell, and I'm not going to go through your whole biography here, Cornell, because I think we ought to jump right in to listening to you talk. And I'd like for you to open us with us to tell us how you first got interested in what you're doing today.
Thank you. Well, my first interest in art, I can say, began at, when I was about 8 years old. I remember struggling with like certain things, certain stick figures, which to my surprise, my aunt kept to this day. And she pulled them out on me like about a year ago. And I'm like, you still have this? Like things I forgot about, they're like stick figures. And then I seen how they developed like over the years where I started drawing with lines, and then I started drawing bodies and figures without lines. So she just kept everything just over the years as my talent just progressed. Then as I got older and, you know, we go through life and different things, then I started to add like meaning and like a lot of, I guess you can say, substance to a lot of my artwork, where I started like speaking through my art. And so that happened, and I went to private school, say 1990, I was about 11 years old, first time being away from home. It was a big outlet for me, just drawing and doing things, as far as with sculptures and working with clay. And so I just started getting better over the years. And also, it come times where I would also abandon it for a few years, where I was doing anything, like going to school, also playing basketball, or getting into other things like music. So I was kind of all over the place, but always knew that I could draw. So like I said, over the years, I always would come back to it, and I would get better, I guess, as kind of like a musician or a songwriter, I can say. Even if, you know, it's putting down, if you're an artist or a songwriter, things like that, if it's putting down, as long as you're living life and you're learning lessons, you're actually gaining material to add to your craft. So when you turn back to your craft, I feel you have more to talk about or more to paint about, whatever it is that you do. So that's what I did. And one day I just said, was sitting up, I drew a number of pictures. I had like about 300 pictures. And I had lost them in a bad house fire. And so, which I believe happened for a reason. And so what I did was I actually just created more material and just dedicated myself even more, came up with even better material. So it was like a motivation for the things that I lost. But I always felt a feeling of accomplishment every time I created a piece, especially if it was something I did from my emotion, from my mind, just depending on what type of mood I was in. You know, if I saw someone around the city, I may have my camera. They may have a certain look to them. They may, you can read someone's energy, how they feel. Sometimes you may have to pay someone, hey, you know, I'll give you $5, I'll give you $10, let me take your picture, you know. Sometimes they say no, you know, a lot of times they say yeah. Then they turn right around and focus on the camera like, no, look the way you were, just your natural state. Like, oh, okay, you know, take a picture. And a lot of times I'll go back and show them. A few times I'll give them the paintings to the actual person. So like, hey, is that me? Like, yeah, remember I took a picture of you like a month ago? Like, yeah, you know. And so, hey, can I have it? A few times I've given it to them. A few times I'm like, hey, this is for my personal collection, but I promise you later on down the road I'll do one for you, especially with family members and things like that. First thing they want, hey, I want the painting, give it here, you know. So it's definitely an outlet, you know. I just feel grateful that I do have the outlet. So I did these, and this was inspired by people that are actually walking around Berkeley. A lot of people have saw them before. When I showed them, people like, hey, I know that guy, you know, I saw him around before, you know. So those were actually photos that I've taken pictures of where I was walking around, I saw a picture of someone and they're like, hey, because it's a picture even before I take it. So I'm like, hey, can I take a picture of you or whatever? I want to paint it. And, you know, I may put my own colors on it, the background. That's where, like, the dark background, but the bright colors. So that's the beauty part of it. You know, I always think of bright colors make me think of beauty, you know, even in a depressed state. So that's where I was kind of going with that. And basically, you know, it took me a while to finish it because I was just trying to see where I was going with certain colors, just with trial and error. But, you know, I just let it flow and, you know, I just let it come out the way it was. That's one thing. We are our own worst critic when we're doing things, you know. So, yeah, hey, I don't like this, I don't like that. And you ask someone's opinion, like, hey, I love it, you know. And a lot of things that help for me, if I'm painting something, I can stand back and look at it. And the funny thing is, if I actually look at it in the mirror, I would see a lot of different things that I won't see when I'm actually staring at it. You know, and it may look wonderful in a mirror. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And I see that as kind of like looking at it through someone else's eyes. And so I completed it. And then I have brought some of these right here just to show the process, far as before I painted the sides, before another coat goes on these. Like, these are pictures that I did. This is a series of 2 out of 5, and this was called Beauty Out of the Blue. And what I did was I did a different woman of every race. And these right here is a Caucasian lady, and this is a Native American lady. And then I have other races that are quite this far. But I purposely made them all the same color and basically just different parts of beauty. As far as the same thing here, these are basically drawings as far as before the paint goes on them. And this is actually a lady with her mother, you know, just in different forms. They kind of get stuck together sometimes, excuse me. And so you can see where they're staring at each other. This one right here is basically her laying on her mother's chest. And then you have the same young lady by herself. Then you have her wearing glasses. That one is just a little further along. And we have the other lady where she's having a drink actually at a table. Then we have, oh God, here we go. Then we have where she's just looking down, could be into deep thought, but her hair is flowing. Once I get the paint on there, you'll be able to see it a lot more, but it's just a process. This is the same young lady with her mother actually laying on her lap. And this is another young lady that I actually know. She's a relative of mine. And this is the young lady with her mother. Her mother's actually kissing her on the forehead. And actually, I'm going to name that series The Protector. And that one actually is just a daughter and a mother. And it's up to the person who's looking at it to decide if the daughter is the protector or if the mother is the protector. But I purposely made it in different forms where it appears that the mother is depending on the daughter or the daughter is depending on the mother. So it's kind of doing something and leaving it open for the people, whoever see the paintings, to decide what they see in it. But that's basically the sum of my whole painting experience. Then I have a ton more that's not done. My mind goes all over the place, so it's no telling what I would paint. And I'm kind of like just unorganized when it comes to art. You know, I'm all over the place. So anybody have any questions? I go right to the boards first. Yeah, I just go right to the boards. A lot of them be photographs. A lot of them will come from my head. Yeah, I just go right to the boards. Actually, when it comes from my head, it's actually a little easier. But if I really want to get an image to the T, I have to look at the photograph and draw, especially if I like a photograph that was taken. Wow, just the accomplishment of getting it done and then basically, it's my fastball. I don't know if I explained that to you before, you know, but it's basically something that I'm good at, something that, which I'm good at a lot of other things, but this is something that I feel like I've mastered over the years. It's something that I watched develop over years of just applying it. And just the people to appreciate what I've done, you know, and it's just a passion. I don't know, I can't explain it, you know, just that we all have that one thing that makes us feel good and give us that feeling of accomplishment even after it's finished, and just something we work hard on is not even work, you know, because it just comes naturally. Actually, it's a studio, part of a studio. I kind of made into a studio, you know, at my house, and I have just tons of paintings, paintings like the size of like doors, you know, that I've been working on for years, and just a number of different things of when I first started out painting, just my beginning paintings, and then the ones that over the years developed. And so I have a number of things. I have paintings that maybe look like Bob Ross paintings, you know, because I used to watch him when I was younger, and, you know, I kind of mastered his technique as well. So I have so many different types of paintings all over the studio, some hanging up, some in stacks like this. And it's just part of my environment as far as, you know, when you come in, you know, you just see all these different things, like, okay, this is Cornell's studio, like, so. Actually, I actually started doing that later on, probably about a year ago. You know, I started painting in series because I saw it was easier to, when you have a lot to say, it's different. Say you can do it in one painting, you know, but maybe if you make a series, you know, different, you can say more within like one painting is more than one painting. So I always found myself doing more series, you know, within the last year. Exactly, you'll want to do more and like, okay. Exactly, yeah, just to get it across, whereas, okay, one painting I can do maybe the mother laying on a daughter's lap, but it's like, hey, I could take this a little further. I could give, you know, people that look at the painting something to think about. I could also do the mother leaning on the daughter leaning on the mother, and name it like one title, and it's up to the person to decide which one is protecting, you know, or they both could be protecting each other. So actually it could be plural, you know, the protectors too. Yeah, this is just a congregation, and this is actually a church that is on McGee. And a lot of people that saw it was like, hey, that's McGee. I took some things out of it and put, you know, like maybe my own like personal things in it, but this was more like a congregation, just a conversation. One person is sitting down, as far as he could be in deep thought, he could be waiting to eat. Then you have the other two that's in conversation, but I was really aiming for, far as I said, even in the series, just keeping them like where all of them are wearing red jackets, blue pants, and then some lime green in some of the pictures. Kind of missed the colors on this one because this one's a little more intense. I wanted to bring out more of the expression of the face and bring out more of where you can really look into the person's eyes and basically come to a conclusion of what you may feel the person is going through or what the person has come through. Oh yeah, right, yeah. Basically what I was saying is like the drawing far as when it's drawn out, use a lead pencil. I've done also with number two pencils. There's really no difference, you know, but the reason they're red is because it's the crayon-like type pencil you go over it with, because a lot of times paint will, lead will come through the paint, And so the red kind of like covers up and like kind of buffers out, the buffer down the lead. And so that's one of my techniques. I've done pictures where I have to sit them in my lap, done them on easels. A lot of times I've turned a picture on my lap upside down. Those came out pretty good too. So I have a weird way of like just creating art depends on like the mood and where it goes. And so I have ideas running in my head like, how do you say, like wild horses, just all over, you know. The thing is just trying to get them all out. You know, just ideas come in my head all the time. I jump out of my sleep, do sketches. And so my thing is just to get them all out and just to get it all out, you know. So it's just always, I'm always thinking of something when it comes to art, just like even being here, you know, my first time visiting the actual church. And basically, I've thought of like 15 ideas already, you know what I mean? So my mind's just like all over the place, you know, just like a singer. I've, you know, people I've met like far as they sing or some write music, you always see them sometimes like it appear that they're talking to themselves or something like that, or they may be rocking or something, you know, be like, well, you know, they write music, you know, thinking of tunes constantly, you know, ideas are popping up in their head constantly. So pretty much the same thing. Huh?
Do the subjects
and paintings,
have they ever seen the final works?
The final works?
Like, have those people that are depicted in images, have they seen
them? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was talking about that earlier as far as like, no, it's okay. Like a lot of people I've shown them to. Every now and then I've broken down and like given the actual painting to someone, you know, but a lot of times even beforehand be like, hey, after I paint this, you know, it's going to my collection, okay? And then a lot of times I've did paintings for people later, like, hey, I'll do a painting for you personally later, you know, so it just depends. And sometimes I may get so attached to a painting, like I have some paintings even at home that I know I won't let go of because I've grown attached to them and I spent so much time on them, so. You know, it just depends. That is the tricky part. Actually, you know what? I don't really believe a lot of times a painting is ever really done. Sometimes you may get tired of like looking at a painting, and like the key is to just put it down for a while. Because I have paintings where I'm like, it's not done. And people be like, it's not done? Like, well, you know, stuff that I can see. Then I have to point things. I'll see that, like, right there. And they like, you know, I'm like, hey, it's just something that, you know, I just, like, far as seeing, it's a small, like, pet peeve of mine where I just got to look at everything far as, like, a perfectionist, you know. And so it just depends on, you know, certain things. Like, obviously, I met one artist where he would take years just to complete one picture, but when it came out looking nice, it was like, wow, and he still don't think it's done. You know, I think that's a long time, but I can understand, you know, where that particular artist was coming from, so, because I'm like that myself, and I have paintings that I like, but I also have a lot of paintings that I don't like. I've always, like, and those be the ones that people, like, really love for some reason. You know, yeah, like even like in the music world, you notice that an artist's biggest hit is always a song they did not like, you know, so it's pretty much the same thing with painting. But I've done so many paintings even for people. I've done like family portraits for people. This one lady that lived in Berkeley, I did a painting of her dog, which was weird. You know, I was like, oh, today's pet day, you know. And I was so nervous because I was the first animal I had ever done, and I was waiting on her to come see her painting, and she just, and I'm like, you like that? And she like, yeah, I love it. I'm like, you know, so. Some people say I'm a little too hard on myself, but I guess that's just, you know, all part of it. Oh, most definitely. I definitely enjoy coming out, and thank you guys for having me.